This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for salazoparin and salazoparin N. Active ingredient, S, sulfasalazine. Salazoparin will be used in this leaflet to refer to the plain and N tablets unless specified otherwise. This leaflet provides important information about using salazoparin. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information or if you have any concerns or questions about using salazoparin. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking salazoparin? Salazoparin contains the active ingredient sulfasalazine. It has a number of effects in the body. It suppresses the immune system and is an anti-inflammatory medicine. Salazoparin is used to treat and manage ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, which are inflammatory bowel diseases. Salazoparin N tablets are also used to treat rheumatoid arthritis, which is a painful joint disease. Salazoparin N tablets help prevent damage to your joints. It works to slowly reduce the swelling and stiffness in your joints. It is usually given when a group of medicines, known as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, are not working. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why this medicine has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that salazoparin is addictive. What should I know before I take salazoparin? Warnings. Do not take salazoparin if 1. You are allergic to sulfasalazine, sulfur-containing medicines, e.g. sulfonamides. Some oral sugar-controlling medicines for diabetes, hypoglycemics, e.g. glipizide. Medicines known as thiazide diuretics, e.g. chlorothiazide. Medicines known as salicylates, e.g. aspirin. Any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. Symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. 2. If you have the following medical conditions: kidney or liver problems, any form of blood disorder, any form of intestinal or urinary obstruction, porphyria, rare disease of blood pigments. 3. If the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, or the tablets do not look quite right. 4. If the expiry date, EXP, on the carton has passed. Do not give salazoparin to children under 2 years of age. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, including if you have a glucose-6-phosphate dehydrogenase, G6P deficiency. This is a rare blood disorder, which means that your body cannot get rid of some medicines. Have bronchial asthma, wheezing, or shortness of breath. Have a history of recurring or chronic infections. Are allergic to any other medicines or any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Take any medicines for any other condition. Your doctor will send you to have blood tests to help assess your liver and kidney function and the levels of various cells in your bloodstream before you start treatment with salazoparin. You may also have a urine test to monitor your kidney function. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? If you have any of the above, tell your doctor before you start taking salazoparin. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of taking salazoparin during pregnancy and breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with salazoparin and affect how it works. These include oral medicines used to prevent blood clots, e.g. warfarin. Methotrexate, a medicine used to treat arthritis and some cancers. Medicines to lower blood sugar or control diabetes. Mercaptopurine and azathioprine, medicines used to treat some cancers. Antacids, medicines that help to control heartburn or symptoms of indigestion. Digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart failure. Oxyfenbutazone, phenylbutazone, indomethacin and sulfonpyrazone, which are medicines used to treat arthritis and gout. Salicylates, medicines used to treat minor relief of pain, e.g. aspirin. Oxacillin and penicillins, which are types of antibiotics. Certain local anesthetics, medicines used to make the urine more acidic. Iron tablets. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect lazapyrin. How do I take lazapyrin? How much to take, and when? Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you need to take each day. This may depend on your age, your condition, and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Continue taking lazapyrin for as long as your doctor recommends. Inflammatory bowel disease. Adults. The usual initial dose is 2 to 4 tablets, 4 times a day. The usual maintenance dose is 4 tablets a day. Children. Your doctor will determine the proper dose, taking into account the age and weight of the child. Rheumatoid arthritis. Adults. The usual dose is 2 lazapyrin tablets, 2 to 3 times a day. It is usual to start taking lazapyrin tablets at a lower dose and gradually increase. Your doctor will advise whether you should do this and how to do this. Lazapyrin is not recommended for treating rheumatoid arthritis in children. How to take lazapyrin? Lazapyrin should be swallowed whole after meals with a full glass of water. Lazapyrin tablets are usually taken at evenly spaced intervals over a 24-hour period. It is important to maintain adequate fluid intake while taking lazapyrin. Do not crush, break, or chew lazapyrin tablets. If you forget to take lazapyrin should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take your next dose at the normal time it is due. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much lazapyrin, if you think that you have taken too much lazapyrin, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. The symptoms of taking too many lazapyrin tablets may include stomach discomfort and other effects listed under the heading Side Effects in this leaflet. What should I know while taking lazapyrin? Things you should do. Drink plenty of fluids while on lazapyrin. Protect your skin when you are in the sun, especially between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Lazapyrin may cause your skin to be more sensitive to sunlight than it is normally. If outdoors, wear protective clothing and sunscreen. If your skin does appear to be burning, tell your doctor immediately. Exposure to sunlight may cause a skin rash, itching, redness, or severe sunburn. Tell all doctors, dentists, pharmacists, and specialists who are treating you that you are taking lazapyrin. Make sure that you keep all doctor's appointments for checkups and any tests that your doctor may order for you while you are taking lazapyrin. Call your doctor straight away if you notice any unusual symptoms. Become pregnant while taking lazapyrin. Remind any doctor or dentist you visit that you are using lazapyrin. Things you should not do. Do not take lazapyrin to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking lazapyrin or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Do not give lazapyrin to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how lazapyrin affects you. Lazapyrin may cause dizziness or hallucinations in some people. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight where the temperature stays below 25 degrees Celsius. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. If you take your tablets out of their bottle, they may not keep as well. Make sure the container is closed after use. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Common side effects. Common side effects. Gastrointestinal symptoms. Nausea and vomiting. Loss of appetite. Diarrhea. Stomach pains. Cold and flu-related symptoms. Enlarged glands. Cough. Alertness and related effects. Headache. Dizziness. Hallucinations. Increased sensitivity to light. Other. Change in sense of smell or taste. Insomnia. Depression. Ringing in the ears. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these common side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Breathing and chest related problems. Breathlessness. Chest pain. Palpitations. Skin symptoms. Redness and itchiness of the skin. Signs of serious skin infections such as rash or mucosal lesions. Dermatitis. Dry, itchy skin. Other. Convulsions. Allergic reactions. Swelling of the face. Loss of hair. Signs of liver disease such as yellowing of skin and eyes and dark colored urine. Severe pain in the loins or pain on urination. Sore throat, fever, pale appearance, rash and yellow skin. Tell your doctor immediately. This may mean that you have a serious blood disorder and need urgent medical care. Side effects seen via blood tests. Blood cell changes. Reversible low sperm count. Swelling of the pancreas. Swelling in the mouth. Impaired folic acid absorption. Peripheral neuropathy and neuritis, which cause tingling, burning, or numbness in the hands or feet. Changes in kidney function and lung complications. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. Oxcerlazepine contains active ingredient, main ingredient, sulfasalazine 500 mg per tablet. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, salazopyrin, colloidal anhydrous silica, magnesium stearate, maize starch, salazopyrin N, colloidal anhydrous silica, magnesium stearate, maize starch, salicylate, propylene glycol, white beeswax, carnauba wax, glycerol monostearate, macrogol 20,000, povidone, purified talc. Salazopyrin tablets do not contain lactose, sucrose, or tartrazine. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What salazopyrin looks like. Salazopyrin tablets are yellow-orange, round and scored tablets, marked with 101 on one side and KPH on the other side. They come in plastic bottles containing 100 tablets, or star 14486. Salazopyrin N tablets are enteric-coated 500 mg tablets. They are yellow-orange, elliptical-convex tablets, marked with 102 on one side and KPH on the other side. Salazopyrin N 500 mg tablets come in plastic bottles containing 100 tablets, or star 14485. Who distributes salazopyrin? In Australia. Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number. 1-800-675-2229. www.physamedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in March 2023.